should have adopted me.
Sing it loud and proud, Leonard.
Cornette easily in for six.
You and the Jags just guaranteed the team's best season in 7 years.
Good teams never lose two in a row. You know, you have to bounce back, especially a division game at home. I mean, those are must wins.
Another Indy domination. Just about everyone making an impact.
A fake. It's always got the wide open O'Shaughnessy. Look at him go. First down and then some.
Fantastic throws.
Downfield for Cole. He's got the first down.
Beautiful catches.
Look at that great catch made by Lee.
And another win.
Woo! Woo! Hey, boy!
It's a Victory Monday here in Jacksonville.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
And we're going to take care of business. Have a good couple days off. Let's come back ready to go next week.
Family,
all three. One, two, three.
All right, you got the respect of the locker room when you break them down and send them home on a Victory Monday here in Jacksonville. The Jags get it done 30-10 over the Indianapolis Colts, and they are now 8-4. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Look at the crowd outside. Look at those two guys right there. That's Leonard Fournette and Calais Campbell, who now holds that single-season sack record for the Jacksonville Jaguars. They are about to get a warm welcome here at Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. Brent Martineau along with Jeff Lagerman. How about that? Dominating win, 57-10 now against these Colts in a season sweep. Almost made it look too easy.
Well, and they controlled the game throughout. You know, they came out the first drive, they scored a touchdown, and they had to have a little bit of help from a fake punt. But it worked out great, you know, and then in the second half, they came out in the first possession as well and scored. You know, a dominant performance from beginning to end, and you almost expected at some point the defense was going to get 8 or 9 sacks because they were that controlling in the ball game. They weren't able to get that, but boy, I love the way the offense stayed aggressive, and especially the performance of Blake Bortles.
I think they're cheering for everything you just said. We'll meet the guys in a couple moments. Let's take a look at some notes from that game, and that includes Blake Bortles' big day, over 300 yards again.
Over 300 yards and a 119.8 rating. He was exceptional. I think that's his sixth consecutive game against the Colts without an interception. His touch passes were fantastic. He was accurate. And most importantly, he controlled the tempo of the offense.
14 tackles for Paul Posluszny. What a big day. Can't feel better for a guy in the locker room than Paul Posluszny. So much respect. 1.5 sacks, 2 tackles for a loss as well. And then the king of Jacksonville is now number 93. Breaks the franchise record here in Jacksonville. Listen to this place go crazy for Calais Campbell, and why not? Let's show him. Here he is right here. Congratulations, Calais. Boy, that says a lot, what everybody just gave to you right here, huh?
Yeah, it feels pretty good, man. The city's alive right now, man. I like it. You know, it's December. Every game's important, and we're just having some fun out here.
I remember talking to Tony Brackens, who was the previous record holder a couple weeks back, and I told him that you were going to be breaking his record, and he said, good. He needs to.
Oh, yeah. He's an incredible player, you know, and this team is really special. You know, I got to take my hat off to our DBs. They really make my job a lot easier, make me look good. And other guys on the D-line, you know, we have a competition in the room, but it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah, be careful, Calais, because number 91 might be coming to get you soon. He's only a couple behind you. Say hello to Leonard Fournette, everybody. Hey, welcome aboard, young man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
Great to have you here, and another win, 8-4 now for this football team. And we just saw some video of Calais and Paul Posluszny. You kind of shook your head when I acknowledged Puz's day. What do those guys mean to that locker room?
Most definitely starting off with Puz, man. You know, the thing that we always touch on before a game, you know, Puz has had a winning season his 11 years in the league. You know, and that's something I take with me every game, and just ball off of him, you know, because he's a great leader. You know, he shows it often on the field. I mean, he's on time for everything, and he's doing it the right way. So he's a great example for all those young guys, not just on the team, but in the league, too.
All right, so I got to ask. You got a beautiful piece of jewelry on. There's a picture on it.
Yeah, this is my kids, my son and my daughter. You know, we ain't gonna get into how much it costs and stuff, but yeah.
I told you yesterday in the locker room you were supposed to bring me one of those.
Yeah, but it ain't cheap though, man.
And your locker is right next to Calais Campbell. What an influence learning to be a pro, I bet, right?
Most definitely, man. This coming in, I mean, my first time meeting Calais, man. He's coming in and telling me how to be a professional, you know, how to take care of your body, you know, managing your money, you know, don't spend it all crazy stuff, man. And like I said, he's been doing a great job as that. And like I said, we have a lot of leads on our team, and I just take heed from each and every day.
Hey, all right.
By design, by the
way. Yes, I bet it was by design. There's so many good plays to get to from Sunday, so let's start it right now with our Baptist Health game-changing moments. And we begin with Keelan Cole. Speaking of a young guy, Jeff, first career touchdown.
Well, and Calais, we talked last week, I did, about some drop passes. And, boy, Blake puts this one on the money. But what was most impressive, the strong two-handed catch here by Keelan Cole.
Yeah, the first one's always the hardest one to get. And he's had some opportunities. But, you know, once you get that first one, I mean, it's all downhill from there. So that's the first of many.
And that answered the Colts. They ended up putting a drive together, got a field goal. And so that answered those points. And you always love to answer as an offense leader, don't you?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, like I said, it's Cole's first touchdown. You know, guys don't know how hard he worked, you know, to get to where he's at. And, you know, and he kind of had me mad, too. You know, he was about to give away his first game touchdown ball, you know. And I told him, like, keep it, man. What you doing?
Yeah, that's one for the trophy medal.
We won't talk about the failed celebration there because there's a better one coming up about this health game-changing moment. Number two, this gave everybody juice in the building and on the sideline.
Well, and I remember before the game, I'm sitting on the bench talking to special teams coordinator Joe DeCamillis, and I said, hey, what do you got up your sleeve today? And he responded so quickly, I got nothing. I said, oh, something's coming. And the first opportunity on this punt, look at the Colts. I mean, they're rushing everybody. Holy cow, and James O'Shaughnessy just slips out. This is a great job of coaching right here, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Coach Jody, he's spectacular. He studies a lot of tape. He loves the game, and he's a risk taker. I mean, this is, what, our fourth, like, fake punt? I mean, he does it consistently, you know, and we admire it as defenders. You know, we tell him all the time, we got your back. Don't be afraid. Let's make it happen.
I didn't look this up, but I think it's a franchise record for fake punts in a season. I mean,
it is.
It has to be, right?
Very rarely does it ever happen in a season, and that's three on the season.
Three and one in the preseason.
Yeah, well, you can't. They don't count.
I know that one doesn't count. Hey, Baptist Health game-changing moment number one. The drive to start the third quarter. Leonard Fournette out wide, Jeff.
All right, Leonard, I'm watching this live, okay, during the game.
Yeah.
And I saw John Bostic in this Deion Sanders imitation stance and man coverage on you. And I said, please throw it over there, Leonard.
Oh, man, like I say, it's something we've been practicing the whole week, you know, just trying to give us more looks, you know. And Blake, like I say, he's doing a great job this year, man. I don't know. I can't really explain it, man. I'm so happy for Blake, man. Like, he's been through a lot, you know, and I think he's coming along well.
And the catch was on third and six, gained 11 yards, and
that man got some soft hands, doesn't he?
Yeah.
It's easy. I mean, the guys should break a little slow, you know, but the hands are nice, very nice. Man.
Hey, everybody questioned his hands coming out of college. He's been doing a great job.
I never questioned it. I watched a lot of film on him, and I never questioned it. They just decided at LSU for some reason not to throw you the ball, and I don't understand it. But, you know, that run, the touchdown run,
yeah,
you weren't touched.
Nah, at all.
Great job blocking up front.
Well, and that led to this, the celebration. The free throw. You like basketball?
Yeah, I love basketball, man. And like I said, it's something we've been practicing. We have a lot of celebrations. You know, we just have to get in the end zone more. And show the fans, you know, you see I got the flick. You know, it's natural, man. I'm a natural baller.
Were you a good free throw shooter when
you
played?
Yeah, I was.
All right.
I'm probably better than Calais, man.
Free throw shooting might be the only thing.
Listen, because Calais said if he wasn't playing football, he'd be in the NBA. And we had this argument last week.
I do believe that if I chose basketball, I'd be in the NBA. But I chose football because since I was 6 years old, all I would do is play the NFL. So I'm living my dream.
I think we have a high enough ceiling in here to hang a net real quick.
That's coming up after the show. Let's keep this thing moving because we talked about Blake Bortles. Leonard applauded Blake Bortles. But you have to applaud the receivers on Sunday as well. We hammered them a week ago when they couldn't make a play. They made a bunch, Jeff, here on Sunday.
Well, I hammered them in the film room, okay? And an outstanding job. Marquise had an unbelievable catch. Mercedes had a strong catch on the two-point conversion. And, heck, this catch right here by Keelan Cole, knowing that Butler, the safety, was bearing down on him, and to catch it and protect himself, Calais, that was fantastic.
Yeah, and the throw. That throw was impressive. I mean, he put it right in the breadbasket. You know, you can't throw it any better than that.
And like I said, man, I'm happy to see them, you know, everything they've been working on. It's coming up, man. Like I say, we practice on throwing the ball a lot in practice. And to see it finally coming, it's coming through, man, it's a happy feeling for me.
All right, and there was a catch that you had one-handed.
Okay.
Yeah, they called my one hand. They called it back. You know, I wasn't really happy with Didi about it, but you know, we moved on to the next play.
That's all right. Still good hands. A good showcase of that. Let's talk about Leonard Fournette's season. Now over 1,000 yards in total yardage if you add the receiving and rushing. It's been pretty good. 8 touchdowns. Good stuff.
All right. I got the numbers here, Leonard, okay? 232 touches, 1,017 yards, 8 touchdowns this past Saturday was Championship Saturday. You got 4 games left. You're not getting that rookie wall yet, are you?
I mean, like I told Calais, man, I probably hit the rookie wall week 5, man. You know, we have the, you know, especially doing the same routine, man, like I said. But I'm just getting used to it, you know, just coming in, being a professional, take care of my body, you know, the most important thing, you know, just taking care of my kids. You know, every time I wake up, you know, I do it for them. I do it for my family, and I do it for the players on the team.
Go check out Jaguars.com for the Mic'd Up segment with Leonard Fournette, and he has fun playing the football game, and that's a fun thing to see, Calais. You've been around this league a long time. He's a little different.
Oh, yeah, he's special, very, very special. You know, he's just scratching the surface. You know, I'm excited for the near future. You know, we have 4 games left in the season and hopefully a playoff run. And, you know, I'm excited to have him on my team because, you know, he has some fresh legs. You know, even he's still a rookie. You know, rookie ball comes, but you catch that second win, those legs will be fresh. We're going to need them.
Make sure that second win comes on Sunday against Seattle. Hey, we wish the show could be an hour, but we got to take a timeout right here. When we come back, Logs goes to the film room to talk about the defense. A couple of big interceptions, including by the best corner in the NFL.
Jaguars All Access is presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Go to fieldsauto.com for more.
You know the motto, man. Fuel up to play 60, man. It's out here. We back at the bank. We back at the bank, man. Ready to defend our turf. Jaguars all day, man.
Barry Church representing Fuel Up to Play 60 for My Cause, My Cleats. Sunday, the program launched by the NFL and National Dairy Council is designed to engage and empower youth to eat right and achieve at least 60 minutes of physical activity a day. To learn more, go to fueluptoplay60.com. Welcome back here to Mellow Mushroom at Avondale. Jaguars All Access presented by Fields Auto Group. Brent Martineau along with Leonard Fournette, Jaguars rookie running back. By the way, just a nice moment right there. This young lady, she's in tears back here because you're here. These people are all here to see you, Leonard. Look at this. And Calais Campbell, too. And maybe Jeff Lagerman. I don't know. We'll see. But, hey, My Cause, My Cleats. Pretty cool initiative by the NFL. What's yours all about?
My Cause, My Cleats is for the crime that's going on everywhere in the world, you know, especially where I'm from in New Orleans. And just needed more, I think, motivation for younger guys, you know, to stop the crime. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, innocent lives being killed, man, and it's something sad to see, especially where I'm from and I grew up in, and just trying to stop the crime, stop the violence.
Yeah, you know about it in Louisiana, close to home for you. Take you back to last week, a perfect example of how much you guys as professional athletes can impact people. You saw the video. You gave the cleats to that young man in Arizona, and his reaction was priceless, and everybody really around the country reacted because of it. What's that mean to you?
It was something special, man, especially just dealing with my family, my friends, you know, and my mom sending me the video. And just knowing how special it was. And like I say, you never know how it could have affected his day. You know, I seen his reaction, you know, and like I said, it might go a long way. You know, I just thank God for putting me in a position to do what I do.
All right, keep doing that. Keep impacting people. Keep scoring touchdowns for Leonard Fournette. Jeff Lagerman, you know all about it, how much of an impact you can make on people. We'll send it to you for the film room.
Thank you, Brandon. You know, the Jaguars defense has been playing outstanding this year, and the main reason why, they're leading the league in takeaways. Let's jump into the Baptist Health film room and take a look at the 15th and 16th interceptions on the season.
Now, we'll start with the end zone look. Why? Because we want to see a young quarterback's eyes. And you can see that Jacoby Brissett is staring down T.Y. Hilton the entire time. Now, let's cut to the sideline copy and see what Jalen does. And Jalen is actually trailing T.Y. Hilton. He's responsible for a deep third, but he knows that he has safety help. And he's baiting Brissett into throwing this ball, lurking behind. And it's a poorly thrown ball by the young quarterback, and Ramsey takes advantage of it. And Gibson's interception will start with the same look, a young quarterback's eyes. Look at him. He's staring down his intended receiver, Chester Rogers, the entire way. and you'll see that this is actually a four deep, three under zone. And Tashawn Gibson is eyeballing the eyes of the quarterback, and he sees the route break off. And this is not so much baiting as it is a great interception of driving through the arms of Chester Rogers. But what also helps Tashawn Gibson in this instance is that Chester Rogers starts to choke it down to maybe settle in the zone instead of running through. And Gibson makes him pay for that.
Now, it's pretty amazing, Brent, that a year ago we were talking about how the Jaguars' secondary, the defensive backs, only had, I think, three interceptions for the year. This year, 13.
How about that?
Little different story.
Well, that's how you end up as maybe the best defense in the NFL, and that turnover ratio is a big part of it. So much more to come here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group from Mellow Mushroom in Avondale. They go one-on-one, the two stars, Calais Campbell, Leonard Fournette, right after this on CBS 47.
Jaguars All Access is brought to you in part by Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Everbank, it's your money, make the most of it. Fanatics.com, officially licensed everything. And Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL.
Well, I hope you can feel it from your couch at home. This crowd here at Mellow Mushroom at Avondale is pretty awesome here on a Victory Monday in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jags 8-4, Brent Morton along with Jeff Lagerman. Where'd the other two guys go?
Well, they're in the back, and they should be very comfortable because, Calais, you guys have a locker next to each other. So, hey, just like in the locker room, right?
That's it. Just like in the locker room, baby. We took the social media to ask you some questions. This first one's from EESP32. What's your favorite thing to eat before games?
I say my favorite thing to eat before games, I probably eat watermelon. Yeah, I know it's weird, but yeah, I eat watermelon before a game.
That's smart, you know, hydration, you know, got a little extra water in there. I like it. All right, this next one's from I. Sandy Schaefer. Beignets or donuts?
That's hard.
If you're a New Orleans guy, you know.
So I say beignets.
Okay. I'm a donut guy myself.
We could tell.
Hold on, watch your mouth now. this next one's from Key Weston. What's your favorite dinosaur?
Well, I grew up watching Land Before Time, so I say the long necks.
Long necks?
Yeah, long necks.
I'm more of a T-Rex guy myself, you know, so. All right, this last one's from Susanna Pruitt. If you could play any other position, what would it be and why?
I say long snapper.
Long snapper?
Yeah. I mean, your job is to snap the ball, and then you don't have to get hit like talking about it. Your body lasts long.
Yeah, long career. And me, I'm more of a kicker myself, you know. Long careers, no pressure.
Your foot bigger than the ball.
Oh, man, yeah, man. Well, we had some fun for sure, that's for sure. Hey, back to you, Brett.
That's good stuff. He's a smart guy, Leonard Fournette.
You know, the funny part is that if you asked a kicker or a punter or the long snapper what position they would want to play, they would say long snapper, kicker, or punter.
Popular position.
Yes.
You don't make more money.
Less damage to the body.
That's right. Hey, coming up next, the biggest game in Jacksonville, we think, in at least 7 years, maybe 10 years. You might be able to argue in almost two decades. What the heck? Seattle comes to town. We'll talk about the Hawks coming up next here on Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group.
This is Jaguars All Access, presented by Fields Auto Group. It's time to step up to luxury. Fields matters because you matter.
Hey, there's a look at Mellow Mushroom here in Avondale. Who's going to the Seattle game on Sunday? Make some noise, right? Yeah. No doubt about it. Let's take a look at our G-Series Prime headlines and the revolve around this game coming up on Sunday against Seattle. Of course, 425 kick. That was flexed to 425. Russell Wilson, we'll talk about him in a moment. Both teams 8-4. It's a big game.
On an interesting note this past game, one of the U's greatest running backs ever, Frank Gore, had 61 yards rushing in the game. He passed Jerome Bettison, LaDainian Tomlinson on the all-time list. Now he's fifth. Were you a fan of his growing up at all?
I mean, growing up, I didn't watch too much football. You know what I mean? And when I got to the college and I got to the league, you know, I started investing my time looking at the running backs. And like I say, he's one of the greatest. You know, he's from, you know.
Yeah, represent, baby.
You know,
represent.
You can say it.
Yeah, he's from, you know, where Khalil is from. And like I say, just my questions that I always talk to him, you know, how I keep his body going so long. You know, he's been in the league for a minute now. And like I say, and to say he's, like, considered old in this league, you know, he's doing a great job.
Hey, you know, a little trivia, quick trivia. Who has Calais Campbell sacked more than any other quarterback in the NFL? Russell Wilson coming to town on Sunday. Hey, go get yourself a couple more of those on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm going to do my best, baby. I played twice a year for a long time, so I know him well. He's a great player, a great competitor. I'm looking forward to the opportunity.
He's tough, though, isn't he? Oh, slippery guy.
He's the one I missed the most in my career, too.
He makes things happen more times than any other quarterback in the league when they off-schedule plays. Playground football a lot of times.
Yeah, absolutely. Calais Campbell set the new single-season franchise record for sacks. Leonard Fournette, go have a big day Sunday. Hey, let's get loud and proud in here in Mellow Mushroom. We'll see everybody on Sunday at Everbank Field. Seahawks and Jags. Have a good night and a good week. Thanks for watching on CBS 47.